I believe this. 146, Psalms 146, verse 5. Well, I just don't have the ecstasy of gladness, and because you're not doing what he says. It says here that happy or sad. It says happy, refreshed, fulfilled, enthused, the enthusiasm flow. Happy is who? He that has Abba, the Abba of Yaakov for his helper, whose tikvah, whose hope is in Yahweh, his sovereign ruler. They know that Yahweh made Hashemayim, he made the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that is in it. Now he made all things, right? Now how long did he keep truth for what? Keep truth for what? His truth never changes. His instructions never change. And that is what Torah does, is instruct us in the way of Yah. The religious way doesn't do that. That's why the minds are so bewitched and so befuddled. That's why the enemy of hell has raised up these men like Bar Yeshua. He's a false salvation. He's a false ritual spirit that seduced them to actually believe that they are walking in the power of Almighty Yah. They're bewitched that they reject Yeshua. They will not receive him. They will say that the renewed covenant is not a part of the book. Well, if that's a great deception, then what about the Tanakh, the Torah? What about David? You think you have all the Psalms that David wrote? You need to go and listen to the message I preached years ago on the missing books of Scripture. And you will see that. What we must have today, brothers and sisters, can I tell you, above all things, we must have the power of Ruah, the Spirit of Yah in us. Not this false spirit we have today. It is one that is based upon fleshly correction. It is not based upon the correction of Yah, because the correction of Yah will cut you. It cuts. It is a sharp sword. I don't want anyone speaking to me unless they can cut me. I want the brothers, when they get up here, who do you over here crying over here more than me? Come on, brother, preach hallelujah. That's all right. I like that. Yes, you do. Yeah, who's up there? Come on, brother. Hallelujah. That's all right. Yes, sir. Come on, brother. That's all right. That's all right. I like that. Hallelujah. It's amazing that when Yah speaks, even the mountains thunders. The earthquakes. The birds begin to trick. The cows begin to moo. You understand that? When he speaks, his creation falls in awe of him. And it bows and it cries out. For you have made all things. And a piece of dirt trash that we are. He speaks to us. And our hypocrisy, our bewitched minds, so full of hell and wickedness and self. You don't love him. You're liars. And full of lies. Can I ask you a question? You parents that have children, you love your children, huh? You do. Deacon Horn, when Jerry takes 3 or 4 steps, what do? You smile and say, come on, care. Look at that. Yet Yah extends his hands to say, to hell with you, man. Don't need it. And yet something of that magnitude, that Yah causes her feet to move. And it brings about an ecstasy of gladness. He say, man. His mind begins to wonder, she's growing up. Hallelujah. And Yah gives us the splendid and the wonder of this day. And we are dead, corrupt people. Full of hell. Full of flesh and self. That's what you feel of. I rejoice in my Abba. You know, I have so much to rejoice for. You know, in all things I give him, Yada. I bless him. He allows me to wake up a day. I'm going to make sure that you're right with me. You are right with me. Saint Agatha's generation is bewitched. Even the flowers and their beauty speaks of the volume of Yah. Don't you know that we have professionals that will tell you that plants talk and trees make sounds and everything has a sound. And everything has a certain sound. You think Yah did not put that there for a reason? And he gave man something that is more excellent than anything. That's what he says to praise him. To fear that, to lift him up. You bunch of damnable hypocrites, I say it. And the reason you respond now, because of your own shame. I don't want to respond to Yah because I'm shameful. I want to walk like a warrior every day. That's what I am. I'm a warrior. Do you understand? Can I say that again? I come packing. I come with the sword of the Ruach. I have something here and I don't use it in vain. Now we say, when you think of all the tough of Yah, when you think of everything he's done, you don't think of it because you're so bewitched, you can't think of it. I was glad when they said, it is buyer time. You glad for Walmart time. You glad for Kmart and Nick a Dime. Hypocrites. I don't take one word back. You become more astounded over Bojangle biscuit and some fries. Bojangle chicken wing. Hallelujah. I'm astounded about the one who made the chicken, then the egg came. Hallelujah. Yeah, he made the chicken first and then the egg came. That's right. He caused the grass to grow and then the seed came. I'm impressed with that. That's all right. Hallelujah. We began to plant these tomato plants and watermelons and cucumbers. We saw the seed, don't we? And then that cucumber will produce a seed, doesn't it? So the cucumber came first. Hallelujah. The mind of the generation is bewitched. David says here in Tehillim, he said, you made the Hushamah and the earth to see and all that's therein, which keeps truth, instructions, Torah forever, who execute judgment for the oppressed, which gives food to the hungry. Now, he gives us what we need. Yahweh looses the prisoners. Yahweh opened the eyes of the blind. Yahweh raised them that are bowed down. Whoso offer, listen now, whoso offer praise honors Yah. So the mind is so bewitched today, you don't offer praise to Yah. So whosoever offer praise, they honor Yah. And to him that order his behavior in Sadiqah, to him will I show the Yahshua of the salvation of my Yah. See, because our behavior is not ordered, because we are bewitched, we don't see Yahshua. Because we offer no praises unto Yah, we don't even honor him. Whosoever honor offer, you can say what you want to. I honor him with my heart. Your heart is bewitched. It is deceitful, full of lies, it's full of corruption. There's nothing there but issues in your wicked heart. That's why they continue to flow out of you. He says, whosoever offer praise, he said, you honor me. And so don't tell me, hypocrites, and we don't offer what he says. Is that not the truth? Is that not the power of our health? You know, back in the days, they would tell you to shout it out. You just shout, expel that oppressive, depressive type mode. Get out of that. Just shout. What's the true factor? Hallelujah. They would tell you today, those that smile more, they're more healthy, proven scientifically, their lives are longer. Those that have no expression, they're counted as dead as hell, because there's no power of life in them. Hallelujah. Speak to me, Yah. I want a man of Yah to speak to me. That's right. Ordained by Yahshua. Before he ascended, did he not descend? Did he not give gifts? I want the gift of Yah. And every tov and perfect gift, every mature gift comes from Yah. It comes from Yahweh. And Yahshua, was he mature? Sure he was. He's the fullness of the power of the word of Yah. That's what he is. You can't know the power of Yah if you reject him. You cannot. And a man offer praises unto Yah. He reveals unto that man the Yahshua. So that's why you have these structured order little whore gatherings today. They sit there all pious and quiet. You can hear a rat urinate on cotton. There's no accolades of, that's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the ultimate praise unto Yah. If someone does that, they look like, who is that? What is that? And then you got those that are fanatics with this frantical, you know, just this craziness. It's none of Yah. It's wicked. Hallelujah. He calls the tikvah to give us that burning hope. And we know how to dance and come before His presence. Look what Shaul says. When one will not love the truth, we know what the truth is. It's not His mitzvah truth. His Torah, His Tanakh. It's true. Now this is what Shaul says in 2 Thessalonica, Thessalonians chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 7. I want you to hear this. If it's not the truth, reject it. Just raise your hand and say, preacher, you are a liar. It is not right. That is not what he's saying. It says in 2 Thessalonica, chapter 2, verse 7. And Shaul says, for the mystery or the secret power of iniquity, and that is those that are Torah-less. They do not have the power of Torah. Do we not see the mystery of this Torah-lessness in this nation? Do we not see them defying the very order of Yah? This sun pagan worship based upon a defiance, a protest against Yah. And that's all the Protestant movement is. It's a protest against what we call that is Aramaic, that which is from its origin of the Hebraic mindset. That's all it is. We saw the remnant of the relics of that displayed in what we call Catholicism. Because the birth was in what we call Judaism, where it came. And the spirit has not changed. For some reason, those that are in this nation, those that say they're Jews, they want to give them a free pass. It's not so. That is right. And they're not afraid to say because they say you're anti-Semitic. Well, if they listen to this preacher, I'm anti-white boy, I'm anti-black boy, I'm just all for Yah. And so they're intimidated, they're afraid to deal with this religious whore that denies the power of Yahshua. And give him no credence as being the very authoritative power of the living word of Yah. Cannot be. No, I'm not a messianic. I believe in the messianic way, the true messianic way, not this falsism. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in these, in the way of these men that call themselves Hebrew Israelites. And I hear from both corridors, from the Caucasian ones, and I hear from the black boys too. I hear from them. I hear from those that call themselves Jews as well. There's only one way. There's only one mighty one. There's only one Emunah, and there's only one baptism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so in this case, they want to give a free pass to those that say, well, I identify with this, I identify with that. It can't be. HaMashiach is our sure pass to Yah. Why we just can't agree on that? And what they will do, they will nitpick little things that will bring no strength to them at all. It doesn't bring the assurance at all. Well, I believe this. Well, I believe it should be done this way. Well, you got the wrong, Pastor Robert, so... But what do you think about that? You know, they will ask me, well, Pastor Robert, I would ask you a question. What do you think about that? I said, that is a very wonderful question. Tell me what you believe. Well, I believe this and that. I said, well, there's your answer. See, a fool will do that. A fool already has something in their mind, how they believe. And so that they will ask you a question that they won't be sitting anyway. Shaul said, when I came among true Israelites, I didn't have to know anything about you. I don't need to know anything about Deacon Bennett's life. I just need to see the power of HaMashiach in him. I need to see that if he's impaled in him. I don't need to see that. I don't need to ask no questions. For what? I don't need to ask what you believe. That's the true Ruah of Yah. And if you're not doing right, I will see fruit. I say, hold up, brother, sister, that ain't right. Well, why you said that? Because let's go to scripture. Come on. Hallelujah. But that's not how they do it today. It is a passive type of religious whore. And that's what it is. That's what a whore is. I do pray that Yah lets me move into the areas that I want to. But I want you brothers and sisters to be strong and to absorb what I say quickly. There are things, there are messages. I have messages over there I probably never preach because I have to go back to elementary things, because you have someone rise up like a fruit head. You have your acting and behaving away, and you have to go back to the very elementary and bring it back up again. You don't realize what that does and what that hinders. You don't believe that child in the house, there's something wrong. The mother said, all right, we got to lock the cupboard. All right, all y'all be in this time. You must do that. You must do that. You have to go back to the very elementary and bring them back up again, because they have not met the full measure of maturity that ought to be. And it's sad. On a job, they fire you. They give you a learning curve and they say, that's it. We need to go on and eat the meat. You're going to need meat for the journey, I'm telling you. For this journey we're about, for this day of your occult trouble, you're going to need meat. You're going to need some meat. Your cornbread is not going to do it. You're going to need the meat. You're going to need the body. You're going to have to eat that sincere depth of the truth of Yahshua. His body is meat and meat indeed. It's bread for us. You're going to have to eat that. You're going to have that in this hour. And if you don't have it, you're going to be bewitched. Your mind is going to be in a contortion, it's going to be altered, it's going to be removed away from Emunah. You won't even think about the things of faith. I'm on the market whether you concur with it or not. I ain't missing nothing. Hallelujah. I'm not missing one thing. Whether you bless me or not, that's all right. I'm all right with that. I'm not shallow. That I'm not. I don't get easily fed like that. Nah, I'm all right. Shaul says in Thessalonica, chapter 2 Thessalonica 2:7. He says that your ways are Torahless, for the mystery of iniquity, Torahlessness, does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. Now there are theology that say this is the Melakim, Michael. There are those that say that it is the Ruah. I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, only he, the power of the presence of Yahshua, when he is removed, when Yah says Ichabod is here, when he will not allow the power of that which is written in you to be drawn from that well, and you have strength to combat the forces of hell, he says, I'm away from them, I'm moving myself away from them. And he does do that. We can see the matrix there in Israel. He brought them out, they began to murmur and complain. And he brought down the serpents of hell upon them. Destroyed, made it. Oh, that's not him, you don't know him. He gives life and he destroys. He gives breath and he takes breath away. I was speaking to Elder Martin this morning. We were talking about an issue. He says, one thing about Yahweh, it's not an issue of age, time, or anything. It's just his time, isn't it? I said, that's so. Because there's an appointment after every man. And I want to tell you, nothing is going to sustain your life. Nothing! Because there's a time and season for everything. So this humanistic type of mindset tries to alter that. He's given us 70. I don't care what the scientists say. I don't care what men say. And if any man live beyond that peradventure, then he just rejoice. He lives to be 100, then bless Yah. Hallelujah. In this physical realm. He did not make these bodies here, this physical form. He made these bodies to be conducive to this life realm. He made what he had made, what he made man, he made him to be an eternal being before him. Sin. Now you that are without sin, cast a stone at him. Don't worry about casting one at me. Cast one at him. All right. Hallelujah. Then I can move a little farther. He says, and then shall the wicked one, this one that has no power of Torah, we see the wicked one, now we see her, his spirit revealed today. Then shall the wicked one be revealed. He's going to be revealed whom Master Yahshua, the mighty one, Yahshua the Lamb, shall consume with the ruah of his mouth, or the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Listen closely. Even him now, whose coming is after the working of Shaitan, with all unclean power, with all signs, and I preached on that some time ago, the Simeon, it says in the Greek, the Simeon, the miracles, the signs, and says what? Lying wonders? So we have in these whole houses these lying wonders, the bidding hands and the false prognosticators of falsism. They got them laying down like fools and call themselves slain in the spirit. Love from hell! It's a rebellious act. Now this is how he's coming. Listen, brothers and sisters, with all deceit and unrighteousness in who now? Listen now. Those that have deceit and unrighteousness or deceivableness or unrighteousness in them that perish. Now there will be those that perish because they have deceit and they have unrighteousness in them. When you will not allow you all to correct your damnable ways and show you your sins, there's deceit and corruption there. Well, I didn't do that. Elijah did it. Well, I'm suffering. Well, if you suffer as a child of Yah, then rejoice. Don't suffer as an evildoer. If someone accuses you, sorry, bless Yah. This damn generation can't even suffer nothing. They have no patience. As Brother Patrick taught us so profoundly, with truth. Not spirit to endure without murmuring, or without questioning what Yah does. He does all things right. Do you have an eye? Anybody blind in here? Can everybody see? Did you make that eye? Oh, daddy and mama made that. Oh, that little thing in her belly, you all formed that. Like hell. Yah made that thing. And what a magnificent thing he made. My mama. That's all right. Out of seven profound bases of colors comes tens of thousands of shades and ambers. Man, that's all right. I can't even fathom that. Can you imagine the beauty of that? Can you imagine? And the kingdom is going to shine with the brightness of the Abba and the truth of Yahshua. That's all right. Sure it is. Hallelujah. No flesh will rise up. He says, now those that have deceit and unrighteousness in, they perish. Why? This is why they perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth, the Torah, that they might be saved. Well, the Torah doesn't bring that salvation. Lies! Rich young ruler came unto HaMashiach, and he says to Master, Rabbi, Rabboni, tell me, what must I do to be Yahshak? Tell me. You're supposed to be one. Tell me. And his retort to him, he says, what does the Torah says? Is that not what he said? That's what he said. He said, what does the Torah teach us? Hold on to my mom and daddy. To love my neighbors, I love myself. Don't steal, don't kill. He says, my friend, I've done all that since my youth up. I know you had the letter of it. He says, beautiful. That is exquisite. That is magnificent and marvelous. And HaMashiach says, you just like one thing. Just one. Tell me, good rabbi. He said, my friend, take all you have, go. And sell all you have. Give it to those that are poor in Ruah. And come follow me. Believe on me. That's all he was saying. Believe on me. And he considered what he had. He said, uh-uh. He went away very sorrowful. He didn't want the salvation of Yah. This is a generation that doesn't want it. They're trying. You must understand this ecumenical, this religious, humanistic form. Anyone has salvation today. In America, 93% of the people are Christians. And the vast nation believes in God. 93%. And every kind of vile, corrupt sin is performed. I believe that they're Christians. I have no problem. And so every form of doctrine prescribes their own ways and their doctoral teachings to how one must acquire this false pseudo salvation. Yah says it is told in the Torah. Yahshua says, I come to seal the power of that Yahshak of Yah. I am this true salvation of Yahweh. I am. And you cannot know the power of Yahweh by establishing some laws that bypass the Torah. And that's what they have done. Your own laws bypass the Torah. Well, I think I'm a nice person. You're wicked. You think highly of yourself. Well, look at me. I'm somebody important. Now, Scripture tells you to esteem others more highly than you. It's a wicked generation. It's one that is bewitched. When you actually think you're something, you know you're bewitched. I'm appalled at what I am. That's the truth. I am appalled. If you don't really see what you are, Just look at yourself naked. You'll find out. When you see something about yourself naked, you say, you hypocrite, sit here. Don't play with me. Guess from the youngest to the oldest. Look at yourself naked. And you'll see, you don't even want to look at it. Yeah. I know that's right. Don't take you out. Even the ones you think you're above, you can see things about yourself. You say, man, the flaws. And I wish that was that way. I wish that were that way. We need the mind of Hamashiach to be in the way of Yah. And we need to be in Yahweh's way. We need truth today, brothers and sisters. That's what we need. I want to hear truth. I don't want nothing else. I don't need no programs. I don't need no singing. Don't even have to have singing. We have that just to set the heart afresh with melodies. But the emunah of Yah come by hearing the word of Yah preach. We need preachers today. We don't need pretenders. We need preachers. We need men that have the five Yah in them. That's what we need. You don't find many today. Very few in the world. Very few. He said, because they will not receive the love of Torah, the truth, that they might be saved. Look what Yah does. If this is the one that we know, and for this cause Yahweh shall send them strong delusions, a witchcraft spirit, a bewitching spirit, that they shall believe the truth or lie. That they shall believe a lie. Because they do not receive the love, the Torah teaches us the love of Yah. That's why I tell you, don't murder your brother. Remember the Shabbat. You can have time to refresh yourself before me. I want you to know who I am. I said emphatically, every God is a dog. I denounce every God. Every God to hell with him. I stand on the name of Yah. He's the Most High. He cannot be a God and Shatan a God. He was a cherubim. He was not an archmelachim. He was a cherubim. And a scripture calls him that. Then Yah is not that. He is the Most High. Just call him the Most High. The Most High. Because you can have your interactions. Can I say this? I listened to a clip of Mr. Farrakhan. And I wanted to bring it in here and play some portions and preach from that. He said this. In his speech, it was about 2 minutes when I heard it. He said, I want to thank the Buddhists who chanted for me when I was sick. The Hindus, the Hebrew Israelites, the Orthodox Jewry, that they prayed for me. The Baptist ministers, the Pentecostals, that they had their people on fast until my recovery. I want to thank them. For their prayer to God, Allah. That's what he said. I could have not recovered unless the Buddhists were in their temple and the monks chanting for me. And this has taught me a renewed, invigorated understanding of God. You understand that catchphrase, God, that no one is offended. You can talk with the yogis, the Buddhists, the Hindus, and talk about God, and they're not offended. But when you call upon that name, then the Jesus freaks get offended. When you call upon that name, then the Lord thumpers get offended. To hell with their lords, the Baals. I call upon my Hamashiach. That's who I call upon. To hell with every God. I say it like that demonstrative. And I use that kind of demonstrative. With an explicit. To let you know I'm not afraid to say it. He's not a part of a God character. He said because they will not receive the love of the truth. Yes, I'm going to send a strong delusion. He said the spirit of bewitching. Is not this nation a bewitched nation? It's a nation of delusion. It's a nation of falseism. And everyone loves America. Your children love it. They despise you. Parent and parenting. They allow America to raise them. They don't want parents today. They don't have no love at all. Because they receive not the love of the truth. Yah has sent them a strong delusion. That they may believe the wicked one. That say, well, you don't have to do what Torah says. Well, sister. Well. It makes no difference what day you worship. Yah says, remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodesh. It's a day of rest. It's a time of falling prostrate before Him. Not in your dignified, sanctimonious, cross-legged way with your diamonds and your pearls sparkling from you. That's not the way. It is one of humbling yourself and coming before Him. Not in your regale of your fine attire and your clothing. That's all these Jezebel houses, these prostitutes, these pimp houses. That's all they do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So raise up the Nabi, the true prophet, the man that stands with great strength. He's going to do that. And because they did not receive that, He was in them strong delusion that they all, not some, that they all might be damned who believe not what? Who believe not what? Who believe not what? The truth. Tehillim 119. You all know where I'm going. Says that His tzedakah is an everlasting righteousness. And your Torah is the truth. He sent them strong delusion because they received not, because they believed not the Torah, the truth, but had pleasures in every kind of filthy unrighteousness. Now that's the spirit today. It's bewitching the people. There's not a love for Torah. They don't believe the Torah. They will not accept that. How can a generation that tells you that these things are right, you shouldn't kill an adulteress and murder, but tells you this right here, that that you should not do that. You should not bring the name of your Abba to Shavah. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that bring his name to Shav, to nothing, to vanity. How can that be? When His Torah and His Mitzvah is the truth, His Emet. How can that be? How can we say we love Him? Any man says he loves Him, any woman keeps not his Mitzvah, he's a liar. Your love is not because you say, oh, I love you. A woman says he loves her husband and she's rebellious as hell. That's not love. Man says he loves his wife and he has no time to talk with her and no energy to spend. That's not love. He's a damn liar. Man says he loves his children and he has no time to work with them, to instruct them in the Torah of Yah. He's a wicked liar. A mother says she loves her daughters and her sons, and she has no time to work with them and teach them the principles and the disciplines of Yah. She gets weary and says, oh, well, she's a Jezebel. Yeah. The man is a dog. Yeah. We like smooth things prophesied to us, don't we? Truth, Yah. That's Torah, truth. That's why men like Mr. Osteen can get rich. It's a man like me, not going to have money. Don't need any. Don't want any. I'm all right. I just want my faithful brothers and sisters to have the gila of Yah. I'm all right. You happy, I'm happy. I don't need nothing. That's the truth. Man who wrote me the other day, said, Pastor Roberts, I've stole a lot from Yah. I'm sending an offering. Now, even when this brother sends an offering, he doesn't send no $50. He sends money. I wrote him back. I said, brother, whether you send an offering here or not, I will still tell you the truth. There's a way we do things and you have to just do it that way, period. Yeah. I'm not gonna prostitute Yah's word for some money or anything. Yeah. Or just to deceive a brother, draw from him. I'm not gonna do that. Tell the man the truth. Yeah. It has to be done this way and that way.
Yeah.
Period. I said, whether you send anything or not, it's all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. He said that they all might be damned who believe not the Torah, but had pleasures in unrighteousness. Is this a pleasure-seeking generation? Is it one that is filled with unrighteousness? It seeks the pleasures of the world, doesn't it? It doesn't seek the things of Almighty Yah, because it has no love for Yah. Listen to this now. You need to read the entire 18th chapter of Gilead now, Revelation. In order to understand it, you have to read the entire chapter. I'm going to read one verse out of it. I want you to hear this. It says in Gilead, now Revelation, chapter 18, verse 23. It says this. It's talking about the great fall of this mythical Babylon, this bewitching power. But if you read all the verses, you get a composite understanding of what Yah is trying to convey to us. I'm an unlearned man, just like you. So I have to read to understand. And then the ru'ah of that truth is revealed by reading those things that run with conjunction or in conjunction with that. He says this in Gilgamesh 18:23. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in you. He's talking about Babylon, her great merchant power, her power of capitalism and democracy. And you all know the message I preached upon that, this demonic power, this bewitching power. He says, shall shine no more in you. And we see that already in this wicked nation. It's a sore evil in this land. Wages kept back by the owners of their own hurt, robbing other people, a thievery. It's robbing men of their families, wives of their husbands and their daughters. You got time for Walmart folly and frivolity, but no time for Yah. You can spend 10 hours out there shopping in Walmart, but you and your husband can't get on your knees, pray an hour. You can go out there and eat every kind of dog meat they sell you out there. And the chicken fried whole house. And the gut house. But when it comes to getting on your face and eating the word of Yah, you're lazy, you're trifless, and you're sorry. I will not apologize. And I don't take one word back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got time to fill your bellies with us? And you will absorb every kind of vile, unclean thing they offer you out there. Your belly was just aroused with lust, but when it comes to having an appetite for the word of Yah, you have nothing at all. And I'm not offended at saying this to those that are listening on the web and those that will hear this message, some other form, and this little house of folks that are sitting here. I will not back down. I will not cow down at all. Our physical appetite is like our spiritual one. And try shin, we try spiritually, and that's why there's no growth. That's why we're immature, we're fruit-headed and nut-headed. And if you're looking for a coward, you better go out of here and find one. You will not find one in this mind. You understand? That's why the house is in the shape it's in. You're a coward men. You got coward men. They're cowards. They're cowards. Coward men, they're weak. You need strong men. Yeah, you need strong men. And that I am on my mind. Sure I am. Cowardly weak men. Superficial. Told our brother. Hallelujah. Got a witness there. Two. And he's in the midst, so he says, oh man, speak boy. As your folks say, tell it like it. Tears, T-I-S. Get quiet. Sign of guilt, isn't it? Just lift your hand and say, help me, Yah. I need help. All right. Hallelujah. He said, the light of the candle shall not shine no more at all in you. And the voice of the bridegroom. He is our bridegroom. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in you. And this false religious Babylonian witchcraft nation. There's no crying for the bridegroom to come because he would supersede or prevent them from getting their Cadillac, the Escalade. She's got to have on her new Betty Crocker shoes. Her mind and her thoughts on, I'll be glad when the 15th comes so I can get my money. He can't wait until he gets his little change to spend it. That is the truth. Brother Allen says that he doesn't even have any money. Hallelujah. But that's the mindset today. That's how the enemy has bewitched you. You're not eager to come before Yah and to offer up Todah unto him. You don't feel like doing that. But it's the way I feel because it's what you're eating the way you feel. It's what spiritual food you're eating. You're not disciplined about the Ruach of Yah. He said, we heard no more in you for your merchants. My, what a nation that this nation here, some of the most powerful conglomerates. Look at this Halliburton. You all heard of that. She's moving to Dubai. Billions of dollars she's robbed. Have our sons and daughters over there being shot at and killed. This Jezebel, this corrupt establishment. Her light has gone out. To hell with the Jerry Falwells. The men that have circumvented the power of the truth of Yah. And there's no power of rejoicing of the great marriage supper. Todah. There's no rejoicing. Because there's no expectation of that. It is not real. It is not something that you hope in today. You hope to get to Walmart. You hope to get to Kmart. You want to get to the nick of dime. The scripture tells you, Walmart say buy me. That scripture tells you to buy Torah, buy truth. Don't sit there like hypocrites, oh man. It tells you to buy truth and do not sell it. We sell truth for Walmart and Kmart and at a nick of dime shop. That's what we do. He said, buy truth. Rather buy Walmart. Frivolous things that draw us away from Yah. Oh, these are metaphors, but it's just actuality. I'm going to bring it home now. But whether you love me or not, I'm going to bring it home. That makes no difference. Hallelujah. Scripture says that the husbandman must be the partaker. Right? Is not Yahweh the partaker? He's the husbandman, isn't it? So I'm the husbandman. Here. I'm the partaker. I like what he says to me. I like what he speaks to me. Hallelujah. Because the only way you're going to be able to dress it right and cover down, you got to understand the role of a soldier. Dress it right and cover down. And it's one thing when I was in the military, I was a soldier. I was a fool now. But when it came to the order and marching and stepping it out, yes, sir. I could step it out with the best of them. When it came to PT, when it came to the physical training, let no man beat me. Oh, brother, there may beat me. But he will know that, ouch. Watch out for Roberts there. He will know that. And that same tenacity in the physical, I have one that is greater in the spiritual. Yeah. Shaul said, when I first came and told and spoke this about you, about Hamash, he said, nobody stood with me. But that did not make me stop. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we've seen the merchants of this wicked Babylon, her GEs, General Motors, and her Detroit mega center of car production is crumbling and is falling. The corporations, we see the Dow, I saw it drop one day 160 points, and the next day it goes up 13. They got the nation mesmerized, and people think, well, the Dow is up, yeah, you got a few fortune, 500 conglomerates, corporations that are able to sell their stock. Not everyone thinks they're able to do that. We base everything upon that, upon this manipulative power of the nation to manipulate stock, and the fruit heads that men put their monies there, and they do not invest it into the kingdom. Your money changes. And so folks buy that. Oh, my portfolio went down 3% today. That's all right. They got you. Did they get them in wrong? Some of the folks said, man, I got 2 years. Would have $6.2 million. Man, I'm going to live like a king. And Yah says, your soul is required. They invested all of their life in that. And Mr. Skellig, Enron conglomerate whorehouse, says we have nothing. And the man that had $6 million, folks, lost $8-9-10 million. Some went into depression, crazy lunatic houses. You know what? I'm going to lay up my treasures in the kingdom. I'm going to lay up my treasures above. There ain't no Mr. Skellig. He ain't breaking in there stealing that. No, sir. They ain't doing it. We've seen the MCRs and the conglomerates that had, even the folks that mesmerized, they were so bewitched. Honey, I'm somebody. You're just in debt, Jezebel. Man, I got all the, man, I'm somebody. Look what I'm driving. You're just a fool, man. Straight out of the bosom of Yah. He says here, he says, there's no more desire of the bridegroom, for your merchants were the great men of the earth. What men of the earth are greater than the men in America? Tell me. The merchants are great. I don't know if you all recall, there was an organization called Kravis, Cove, and Roberts. Doing the acquisitions, the takeover, they were a powerhouse. Nobody would like them. Man, whatever they wanted, they would go in there and get. And all of a sudden, this unity of three spirits, they rise up again. Just like Shotan. They rise up again. And this nation, because of its bewitched power, the merchants have raped the nation. They have raped the people. And the people have nothing. That little money that you have in the bank is not of any value. You just got some notes in there. It's not even up there in the bank, no way. It's not. Every nickel at night When the markets open in the European markets and the Asian markets, every dime in America goes out while you're sleeping. Every dime. The wealth is transferred that way.
Or they just give us some small dirty paper. Some pimp had it and some hole made the money for the pimp and some thief. That's why I feel so nasty.
So the merchants of this nation, they have done more to bewitch the people. They have done more to bewitch. Look what he says here. He says, for by your sorcery, for by your kaseth, your sorcery, were some nations deceived. How many? All the nations are under witchcraft. All the nations are under this God-dominant power. They're not walking in the spirit of Yahshua. All the nations, rich, poor, great, by the power of Keseth, witchcraft. And you got the power today in these nations. You got Paris Hilton much influenced than Swahili as she has here. You got the thing that they call the television that twists the minds and control every aspect of the nations. When a man loves that more than he loves his wife, he's a fool. When a man can spend 10 hours with that, not 1 hour with his wife and no patience, he's a jackass. They're bewitched the minds, brothers and sisters. That's why there is no fidelity today. Most women, I can look at your daughters in here, and I don't mean to be offensive. And I can tell whether you have fidelity. I can tell whether you're brothers. If there's a tenderness and a gentleness and a touch, I wouldn't want nobody in my house like that. Get quiet, huh? God says for the man to love his wife as how much you love the assembly. And it tells you woman to reverence him. Is he the husband man? Then we better reverence him. And we reverence him by obeying the Torah, his truth. No, it doesn't have to be that way because you don't love Yah. You get your heart right with Yah, it'll be different. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the truth. I'm going to close here with another scripture. The reason why, because I want us to get a little rest, because Brother Paul is going to speak to us this evening starting at 6. I'll explain that when I finish. Let me move. There's much more, but I'm going to stop here, all right? I'm going to read this here from Maaseh Shlishim's Acts. I'll read this account in my closing. Chapter 8, verse 9. Now this power, it makes no difference. This bewitching power, it makes no difference who you are. Your skin complexion, your wealth, your social ego status. It makes no difference. It says in the Asaph, Shalishim's Acts, chapter 8, verse 9. It says, and there was a certain man called Shimeon, who in the past in the same city, the man used a power of bewitching or sorcery to do what? And he did what? And he bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was someone great. He was a great one. To whom some, how many? They all gave heed. They all listened to what he said. It's amazing that a clown, a man of folly like a Chris Rock will speak. And everyone thinks it's profound wisdom. Man like that other day, I do not care what kind of station, and I am one that always manipulates the radio. I never listen to anything for a period of time. I'm just getting nibbits and pieces of it. And other day, I don't care what it was, they were interviewing him about his new movie of folly. See, this is the bewitched generation. They love folly and stupidity. Oh, foolish. And the man is a fool. The man is a clown. He is a motley fool. And you must understand, brothers and sisters, that a man like that, he sits with kings and rulers and dignitaries, and he can crack the same jokes. Because the spirit has never changed. It was one thing under the Roman power, that it was one thing about the motley fool. He could go before the king and say, you big fat. And he could make the king laugh. He could say anything to the king. He could insult the his audience. Yes, he could. And would be spared. The man that wanted to say, king, you're lying. Immediately he was dead. Kill him. You did not insult the king. But a fool could. A fool could say whatever he wanted to the king. He said, look at you. Look at your big fat nose. Look at that. And everybody, ah, ha, 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 ha. That's the way it was. That was the status of a fool. He had great clout. And this foolish spirit today, be not given to much foolishness. Why die before your time? This foolish spirit today, even because of your foolishness, you die spiritually because of your self-righteous righteousness, you die. It's not of you. And so to whom they gave, all gave heed. Look at this now. From the poorest or the least to the greatest. It says that, doesn't it? Everyone gave heed to him. Because he was a mighty man. He bewitched them. He bewitched them. If Benny Hinn goes to Calcutta, the poorest of poor will go there. If he goes to the Rockefeller Center there in New York, the most richest of riches will go there. They all give heed. And they all gave heed to him from the least to the greatest, saying that this man is the great power of Yah. That's what they said. This man has the great power of Yahweh. He has the power of Yah. That he was like the Most High. And to him they paid careful attention to. Because that of a long time he had what? He had bewitched them. He had bewitched the masses of people. He had kashef them because he was a kashef. He used sorcery. He had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed what Philip preached, the things concerning the kingdom of Yah, and the what? Name. He came in his Zambas name, and the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. They said that they were baptized, both men and women. You must believe this. You must believe the truth. It's not how you feel when the truth is spoken. It's not how it jars your emotions. So, well, I don't like it that way. Well, I think that it ought to be said in a different dynamic. Pastor Roberts used that word. He used that expression. Well, he cussed. Where did I cuss? Tell me. I've not brought a curse upon Yah's people. I've come to break the shackles of it. With truth. That you will not be bewitched. That's what I came to do. He has sent his Ruach to break the shackles. Hell is in the book you read. Gad is a dog. God. The dogs. Baal, the Lord. This false, superficial thing. So I bring to you the truth of Almighty Yahweh. His truth. And his truth is one of deliverance. And it will always deliver you. Now consider this. You that forget Yahweh, lest Yahweh tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. Don't turn away from the truth. Because the truth is Yah. It is. It is. And without Yahshua, there's no power of whom this Most High, this mighty Creator is. That's why we need HaMashiach. The life and the visibility of him. He must be real to us. He cannot just be some mythical form or some religious aspect in our lives. Oh, foolish Kulushia, who have bewitched you, that the truth is not relevant to you. And this nation truth is not relevant. The truth of Yah is not relevant. Torah is not relevant. It's not relevant in any form of religious practice. Because it's one thing the Torah does, it makes one free. How much is the life of that living word of the Torah? The Torah was words, wasn't it? Is it not? And how much is the life of the words of the Torah? He's the one that made Torah alive. And you know, without that, you have nothing. I don't care what the whorehouses say. I don't care what your Sunday whorehouses practitioners practice. They're wrong. Well, we've all practiced that. How do I have? To the Yah for truth. There's one thing I will say in my close, and that I've always desired. I wanted to know. That's why he never allowed some seminary, semidogs to pollute me. That the mind of HaMashiach could not be expressed. Because you're bound by those shackles. You're bound by the limitations. Hallelujah. I just love men of Yah. Speak to me, brother. That's all right. May Yah bless you. May his Ruach rest upon you almightily. You that are listening by live stream, we do welcome you all here today in Yah's house. May the word of Yah bless you. I know there are some that would get offended.
I'm not one that is inhibited by changes. A lot of people cannot transition. I have no problem with transitioning. A lot of people don't know how to transition. They work a job, and we do it this way. We're going to change the whole process. You know, I've never had a problem with that. You know why? Because I know they're going to change it. So I adapt very quickly. Okay, no problem. I will not let that impede me by resisting that because I can't do the job I want to do. I need to do what they expect me to do. So they say, well, are we going to do this? Okay, all right. All right. No problem with that. Let's get it rolling. Come on. I don't have no problem with that. So I have no problem with transition. I have no problem with changes. I really do not. No one's ever. I want to know truth. I want to be free. Be free from me. That's your biggest problem. You. You. What do you think? That's your problem. It's not someone else. Nobody calls you no problem. You cause your own self problem. Your own wickedness. How do I know that? Can I tell you one thing? Can I quote the scripture to you? Will you believe me? I quote the book. Scripture says that as much that lies within you, be at shalom, peace. And peace with man, with every man. So you have very little in you. When you have a Tweety Bird mentality, you will respond like a Tweety Bird. When you're a fruitcake, you're going to act like a fruitcake. I expect to get what I get from a fruitcake. If you're Jane Parker, Nut House, I expect that from you. Look at you. You look nutty. Your response is nutty. Your facial expression is nutty. I ain't taking it back. Someone that has a beautiful countenance, you, I like that. Huh? I like talking to people with a beautiful countenance. I like talking to sisters with a beautiful countenance. I don't do much talking to sisters. When I have a beautiful countenance, I like that. I do. I do. Hallelujah. You know, Sister Horn, it makes no difference how she's feeling. She'll get. I wish you all to get what she get. You need to rub a little bit, get some of that what she got. You sisters. She dances, she shouts. She look like, that's right, preacher. Don't even feel like she has that. Go on, preach on. Some of y'all are dead, twice dead, up plucked about a root. You have no love of Yah. You say what you want to. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing there. Falsism. Falsehood. It's not real. I want y'all just to have his people here. Yes. Anyone else, I want them gone. Yes. Period. Yes. We'll be all right. Yes. I mean that. Yes. Period. I don't care how you feel, what you think. Well, you're cold. Am I? Y'all said because they receive not the love of the truth, he's going to send them a strong delusion that they may be dead. Yes. That's what he said. Yes. Dead? I said, you don't want no wife to look like that all day. Huh? You want someone at least have something like what you got? Huh? It's like you smile. Hey, yes. Pat. That's right. No, no dead thing. Told our brother. He's hypocrite. We don't want to deal with what's in us. That's why we never change. I want to know what's in me so I can change. Change my heart, Yahweh. Boop, 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 boop. Change my heart, Yahweh. Change my heart. Change my heart, Yahweh. That I may be like you. You are the potter. I am a piece of clay. Mold my heart, yeah. Teach me how to smile. Boom. Change my heart, Yahweh. Boom, 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 boom. That's all right. I'm a fool when it comes to singing. I love to sing to my Abba. I don't know no words of song. That's why old Pat looked, Brother Pat looked at me. I'm like, I don't know the words. Unless you sing it and start over. Many times I look at your lips too. Never been able to learn a song. I don't know one song. Used to be a love song that I called myself liking when I was with Sister Robert. Never learned the word. When a man learns something, he remembers it, doesn't he? Never learned one. Hallelujah. I know the one we're about to sing. Come on. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. We'll sing it this week, all right. Didn't sing it last week. You that little singer and say, Pastor Robert, you didn't sing the song. That's all right. We're here today. Come on, Brother Patrick.
Let there be love. Let there be your heart in our life. Bring down your Yahweh to again. Brother, you have a heart that is real. So let me be a heart shared among us. Let there be a heart.
Come on, grab your neighbor's hands. Come on.
So let there be a heart shared among us. Let them be your hava in our life. May not your love sweep this house. Cause us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding. A problem me a harbor that is real. So let there be a harbor shared among them. Let there be.
Come on, look your neighbor in the eyes. Come on, everyone.
So let there be a harbor shared among us.
We bless you all that are listening. Wherever you're listening from today, every state, every county, may Yah bless you today. May He strengthen your home. May the shalom of Yahshua rest mightily in your home. We bless you all in Yahshua's name. Ah, yes, Yah.
To arise, give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love. That is real. So let there be a heart shared among us. Let there be a heart.
One more time, come on.
So let there be a heart shared among us. Let there be a heart here and there. Lena, you have a sweetest house. Cause us your way to arise. Give us a fresh understanding of brotherly Yahava that is real. So let there be a hava shared among us. Let there be a hava.
For in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we do pray that your hava, your pure love, fill Israel today for an excellent day and a magnificent, beautiful day. Our brothers and sisters that are listening via the live stream, whoever they're listening, every house represented today, every child, everyone that's listening, I pray your blessing upon them and the full measure of your beauty in their home. Help us all today. Give us all rest this Shabbat. We may rest in Hamashiach. We may have great delight. We ask it all in the mighty name of the Lamb of Israel, Yahshua. We praise you, we shabbat you, in Yahshua's name. The people of Yah cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.